Call 425-5040.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery,
we'll see a 90% chance of showers and
if you're ready to reclaim
tonight,
the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work midnight. For a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Shane Freebie back at Fairgrove High School with Mountain Home leading the Lady Eagles 26-25 in the third-place game, taking through the first half scoring. As it was 11-8 after one quarter, Fairgrove led by three, and then Mountain Home would outscore the Lady Eagles 18-14 in the second quarter. Five players scoring for Fairgrove. Elena Finley has somewhat been held in check after the first quarter. She had 7 points in the first quarter. And then Addison Yates did a great job defensively on her to lock her down in the second, so she finishes the half with 7. 5 points for Lexi Sutherland. Harvey Maxwell has 5. Brooklyn Loon with 4. Sydney Fullerton with 4, rounding out the scoring for Fairgrove. For Mountain Home, led by Emma Martin, a solid second quarter as she finishes the half with 8. Anna Grace Foreman and Peyton Husky both have 7. 3 points for Kyra Penn, and Addison Yates added a free throw. Mentioned the high-low passing the Lady Bombers went to, and it was extremely effective there in that second quarter, and I would go out on a limb and say that that is one of the main reasons they have gotten the lead back here in this halftime break, 26-25. So one more game left here in the Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational. That will be Clever and Rogersville playing for the championship. One game left in Van Buren for Mountain Home, and that will be tomorrow. They will play at 3 o'clock in the consolation final, and they will play either Van Buren or Clarksville. And I would say that game has gone final, just have not heard as of yet who that will be. So Mountain Home boys, after a 53-48 win, Wyatt Gilbert had 28 points in the win today, scored 14 in the first half, 14 in the second half. So a strong game for him, and Mountain Home will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Now next week, Cabot will be the host site for both the boys and the girls. For the Lady Bombers, they will start with their play on December 6th. So late in the week, they will start, and they will take on Job Fair at 4 o'clock on the 6th. Other teams in that, Cabot and McClellan, and Lone Oak and Searcy, they both play on December 3rd. Pine Bluff and Beebe will play on December 4th. So that will make up the girls' bracket at Cabot. On the boys' side, Mountain Home will also have to wait until Thursday to play. They will play Pulaski Academy. So Mountain Home playing at 4 and 5:30, 4 on the girls' side, 5:30 on the boys' side on December 6th. Other teams on the boys' division, games on Monday, Cabot and Lighthouse will do battle at 8:30 in the Nightcap, BB and Lone Oak at 5:30. And then on Tuesday, it'll be Catholic and Searcy. All of those games at Cabot High School. So that is the agenda for next week. Mountain Home boys and girls will be playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Cabot. But there is a half left here in Fair Grove as Mountain Home leads 26-25. And we will take a break, a two-minute timeout, and come back after this. You are listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
Time 26-25, Mountain Home leading Fair Grove. One game left after this, again, as we mentioned. It will be the top seed Clever taking on Rogersville. Rogersville was seeded third. And that will start. We are behind schedule, so that was scheduled for an 8 o'clock. It'll probably be closer to about 8:15, 8:20 whenever that game starts. But another half of basketball left here. As the Lady Bombers lead by a lone point again, they trailed 11-8 after one quarter and finally got rolling in the second. Now, the team stayed here, or actually stayed in Springfield. I don't think there's a hotel in Fairgrove, if I'm not mistaken, so they had to travel down to Springfield. They got up early this morning, had breakfast, came here and had a two-hour practice here at Fairgrove. And I understand they went for pizza. Now, I didn't say anything to Dell about this, but I am somewhat offended, as I am the general manager of a basketball facility here in Springfield. Go figure. We have three courts. They didn't come out and practice at our place. We have a pizza buffet. We sell pizza at our place. Didn't bring the team out for pizza, but that's okay. That's all right. I'll give them a break this time, but I will say that Lady Bombers have come up before and played in some of our events. I've gotten to know Dell Leonard from that. He also umpires a little bit, and that is a love and a passion of mine. So Dell's a good guy, I'll say that. Gotten to know him over this past week. So